Okay, I think we can start. The next one is Matteo. Matteo will present about Falconieri. I hope I pronounced it correctly. Remote provisioning services for phones as a service. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, everybody. In this talk, I'm going to present you a new remote provisioning service gateway. But before start, let me show you a little of the behind of the theory of a remote provisioning service. The scope of a remote provisioning service is to solve the problem of the first time phone configuration. Without a remote provisioning service, the phone must rely on some local mechanism for the first configuration, like for example the DHCP option 66 or the UPnP. But sometimes you don't have access to the DHCP server and can be problematic to routing of the multicast traffic of the UPnP. Instead, with an RPC, the only thing that the phone needs for the first configuration is an internet connection. Let's see what is the dynamic of the provision with an RPS. The first time that the phone starts, will ask to the RPC server that is provided by the vendors, where is their configuration. The remote provisioning service, based on the MAC address of the phone, we will find the address of a PBX local or remote server and return to the phone. Then the phone will connect to the local or remote PBX server and finish the initial provisioning phase. So what we can do with a remote provisioning service? We can configure a device even if before is out of the box, because the only thing that we need is their MAC address. And we can massively configure multiple devices via the vendor API. So why we need an RPS gateway? One of the reasons is the vendor's API. They are not standard feature for every vendors. Obviously, any vendors have their own not compatible API call, and they are in XML RPC. So, and another reason is the Leopard project. The Leopard project is the refactoring of the provisioning component of NetVoice, a PBX solution of Netesis, and with this goal. Use the most modern technology, introduce new method for the provision of the phones, like for example the remote provisioning service, and support only a well-defined set of vendors, and release most of the components as open source project. Falconieri is one of the first component release. What is the role of Falconieri? Falconieri will expose a unified HTTP interface and store the credential of the providers. Now, for the vendor API, I classify the vendors in three categories: the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm going to show you why. Before, let me tell you what is the semantic that we are going to implement in Falconieri using the vendor API. For every vendor, if a specific configuration for a MAC address already not exists, so create a new one. If the configuration already exists, override it. So, for the first category, the good, we can find SNOM. SNOM have good documentation, public documentation, simple API, 7, and HTTPS endpoint. We can see the API call that we are going to use for implementing the semantic is the only one. Resistor the phone with the MAC address and the provisioning URL, the URL of our remote or local PBX server. In the bad category, we find Gigaset. Gigaset have a public documentation, but you can find a better documentation once you have the credential for the portal. Simple API, 7, HTTPS endpoint. Why the bad? Because the Gigaset requires a CRC code with the MAC address that you want to configure. That CRC code is the formula is not public, and you can only find in the label of the phone. So this makes very, very difficult any mechanism of auto-discovering, auto-configuration of the phone. And maybe if you ask, you can have that CRC code removed for your account. Now, for the Gigaset provider, we are going to see what is the API call that we are going to use. First of all, we deregister the MAC address because Gigaset don't support the overriding of the configuration. Then we are going to register the MAC address. So we are going to set the URL of our PBX server here. For the ugly category, we find the two vendors, Yealink and Fanvil. Yealink have a public documentation, too many API, 16, and HTTPS endpoint. Why in the ugly? Because their API are redundant and overloading, and is a very bad API design. For example, here we can see that even if we can use only one call for the semantic that we want to implement it, we can see that the function is called register device with unique URL, with the MAC address, unique URL, and override. And also server name. That server name is a group of devices with the same URL. But if you use provisioning URL, server name will be not taken consideration. So if you call an API with a unique URL and you accept this parameter, why accept this? And another thing that there is almost half of the function is the same with this option, without this option that permit the overwriting of the previous configuration. Another vendors in the ugly category is the Fanvil. Fanvil don't have any public documentation, too many API, 19, and HTTP endpoint. So, no HTTPS, so he required to make a double hash of your password before authenticate. And we have to use too many API calls for implement the simple Falconieri semantic. As we can see here, before we add a server, that is a group of devices with the same configuration, and we don't care if it's already exists or not, then we deregister the device because they don't allow the overwriting of the configuration, and then at the end actually register the device. Now, about Falconieri, as I told you before, we are going to implement an unified HTTP interface that we can see that with a simple put request, we can specify the provider that we are going to use and the MAC address of the phone. And as body of the request, a JSON object with the URL of our PBX server. The usage of Falconieri is very, very simple, only one option with the configuration. And he accepts a JSON configuration and the environment variable. So we can configure via file or the environment, and the configuration passed via environment will override the JSON one. In an example of the configuration, we can see that we have the providers block where we configure our providers. In this case, we are going to use the vendor's nom, with the user, password, RPC URL, and an option for disable or enable the providers. The characteristics of Falconieri are that it's open source, AGPL version 3, is a single Golang binary. You can easily deploy with the provided Ansible role. It is created with the 12-factor app in mind, and is stateless, so you can easily vertically and horizontally scale. And this is what we don't have implemented right now, is the client authentication, but you can easily put a reverse proxy in front of Falconieri for the authentication. In our deployment, we use, for example, Traffic for this. We don't have the API right now for the configure a list of device. And maybe we can implement the more deployment strategy. For example, like the NRPM package, Deb, Docker, or Helm. And why not? We don't have any plan right now, but some deletion API. Every pull request enhancement are very, very welcome. This is the URL of the project. And that's all. I'm Matteo Valentini, a developer of an Italian open source company called Netesis. Thank you for listening. Any question?
Do we have any questions?
Yes.
All right.
I somehow got in mind that some of the vendors charge for the redirection services.
For using the RPS? Right now, any of the vendors that we support ask any charge for use it.
Not anymore. And you said on the slide before that there's no, so far, no check the client, no, the client authentication.
Yeah.
Is it possible for all those clients to be authenticated?
Yes, because the client of the Falconieri is not the phone. It's the interface where you set the MAC address and the URL of your PBX server.
No, I mean, when the phone wants to get...
No. This is not the side of implementing the Falconieri. In Falconieri, you only configure the remote RPS server. Then the phone, after the first time, will ask the configuration by another way, another API. So the phone, the only configuration, the only authentication that the phone can have is the MAC address. Is the answer to your question?
From where does the phone get the configuration? Mm-hmm. From your service? Or from the PBX?
Okay, sorry, now I understand. Yes, in this case, the actual configuration is taken from the PBX server.
Okay.
So in this case, you can also put authentication in front of it, but it's not the scope of this project.
Okay. So this is just for the redirection of the,
yes,
the service
the
vendor to the PBX?
Yeah. Some provider also let you to pass a full configuration, but there is the same for all providers, so we have choose to not implement it, but make it simple as possible.
Any more questions? Well, all right then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.